This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Technological advancement can sometimes be really slow. Barriers can come up that you wouldn't expect. Research by economists at Columbia and Lahore is shedding some light on the subject by studying the soccer ball. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has the story.
This is the sound of soccer balls being made by a guy named Mohammed Irfnana in Sialkot, Pakistan.
My primary job is to cut hexagon and pentagon pieces.
About 40% of the world's soccer balls are made there, and a bunch of economists thought it would be a great test tube for studying how innovation spreads.
So we went to Sialkot.
Eric Verhoeven is a professor at Columbia's School of International and Public Affairs. He introduced a really cheap technological innovation. It was basically just a tool to cut shapes from the fake leather in a less wasteful way.
And so we're talking about something like 12% increase in profits from adopting this.
He got the idea watching YouTube videos of Chinese factories who compete with Pakistani factories.
Industrial espionage via YouTube.
Anyway, he gave it to a bunch of factories and waited to see how fast this great new innovation spread.
After about 15 months, we had six firms out of 135 in town that were using our technology, which seems slow.
Why would a factory just leave cheap, money-saving technology on the table?
I told the owner that it's not going to work.
Workers didn't like it.
For us cutters, this means lower daily wages.
They get paid by the piece. So initially, as they learned the new equipment, they'd be slower and make less. The workers' interests and the factories weren't in sync.
You always have to share with the workers.
Hal Serkin is a senior partner at Boston Consulting Group.
It can be a small amount, but they need to benefit as well. Otherwise, you'll have even more resistance to the change and it won't work.
When workers were given bonuses to learn the new technology, a lot more factories adopted it. This isn't just a problem for factories or for developing countries. Robert Gibbons teaches at MIT's Sloan School.
Some conflict of interest is a conspicuous and ongoing feature of essentially all organizations.
Senior employees might block a new software because younger workers would be better at it. Bankers paid by the loan might take more risks than their managers prefer. And not all conflicts of interest can be resolved with a simple bonus. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.